For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Otwell.
The 1908 Springfield race riot took place in August of, guess what, 1908. Until the early 1970s, probably, it was a dark blot on Springfield's history that was hardly, if ever, talked about. My first knowledge of it came when I was a reference librarian at the public library, Lincoln Library, and I learned that it had come to the forefront for two reasons. Thanks to Mr. Crowley, who was a graduate student out at then Sangamon State University with Cullum Davis. He wrote a little booklet that was published by the Sangamon County Historical Society. And then following up about 20 years later, the markers that we have in place result from a history fair project that was done by two little girls at Isles, was then Isles Elementary School. And it covers a two-day period in August of 1908, in which a woman whose name was Mabel Hallam told let it be known that she had been raped by a black man. As it turned out, over time, that was totally false, but her lie started the 1908 Springfield race riot.
Why do you think now is a good time to talk about this history? And do you think that there are parallels between our legacy here in Springfield when it comes to racism and modern race relations?
Our nation's history in race relations has not been good since day one. 1908 was no exception. In 1908, not necessarily here in Springfield to the extent that it was in other places across the country, especially in big cities, where there was an influx of people of color from the North immediately following the Civil War. 35 years ago, the Civil War had just ended, give or take. Keep that in mind. And people of color were looking to improve their lots in life and coming north to look for jobs. Well, anytime you get people looking for jobs and someone from somewhere else comes, and the white people who are in place, they get kind of antsy, like, you're coming here to take our jobs. Well, all of that didn't bode well. Couple that with two black men who are in jail, one for the murder and one for an alleged rape, and you mix all of those pieces together, and you have all the elements for a race riot to occur. Moving forward today, we still have that same kind of divisiveness. Immigrants who are coming to not necessarily Springfield, but to other places around our country. Some people feel they are taking jobs that are rightfully theirs. They shouldn't be here. Go back to where you belong or where you came from. We still have those kinds of sentiments going on in our country. Sad to say, the political tone right now is not one of unity. People had thought, or many people thought, that when President Obama was elected President of the United States, we would be living in a post-racial society. That means think again, because that never happened. Our president was not the president of black people. He was the president of the whole nation. And we are, except for Native Americans, everybody came here from someplace else, except for the original people. So we have a whole lot of the same things that were happening in 1908 that are happening now. My prayer is we don't come to the same outcome. The key to me is conversation, talking, getting to know one another, and being truthful with one another about what your feelings are. Because if you don't talk, you can't get anywhere.